I had was an opinion. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been to a funeral and you never heard a person say that secondhand smoke is the reason somebody else was killed, then evidently it's not a very pressing thing. I know an individual who passed away. This individual had one lung. For many years, this individual smoked. I would say upwards of 30. I could be wrong, but I would say upwards of 30 years solid. This individual smoked for sure. Said individual passed away at in their 70s. I was at the funeral. The person's lung just gave out. That was the main thing most people said. Had the lung since they were in their teens, I think. And then passed away in their 70s. Same lung. One lung in their body their whole life. That includes that. It's a long time for a lung to go. One lung.
One, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'd be scared with one lung to smoke a cigarette. I'm not going to lie to you. I really would be. But depends on when you started. You start at 13 and your lung comes out at 17. You're 4 years into the nicotine fix. And back in the day, the cigarettes were a lot stronger. A lot stronger. They didn't have ultralights. Not like we think about them.
Camel, you know, non-filters, baby.
There was straight up. It was, this company makes Camel cigarettes. This one makes Salem's. This one makes Lucky Strike. This one makes, that's it. Different brands. That's just the only one they made. They didn't make a light. They didn't make an extra menthol. And no, they made that cigarette. One lung, man. That's rough. But George Burns lived till he's 100 years old. I'm not belittling people that have gotten cancers because they lived around someone who smoked for 40 years in the house, a pack a day, and they themselves also got cancer from their husband, their wife, their this, their that, whatever. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm not denying your existence. I'm not saying you don't exist. I'm not even saying that that's not sad and I'm not sorry that that happened to you.